have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Wednesday, June 3rd already. Time's going by like 90. Going north. Amazing. We have, you can get involved by calling 888-77-53773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, an amazing, thought-provoking understanding question, understanding seeking question. Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that? If you believe in him, you shall be born again. Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to go and run around and you really want to listen to the show as it's happening, you can. And that's amazing, but you can. You can podcast and listen still on your phone, no matter what you're doing and where you are. I was counseling a person yesterday, and they were in, where were they? I think Australia or somewhere. But it was 1:30, no, 2:30. Pacific time, my time, and it was already 8:30 a.m. the next day in their country. Isn't that amazing? I'm like, what the? You've had a whole day and a night. They had had the whole day, gone to sleep that night, and woke up, and it was already Wednesday morning and Tuesday afternoon in my country. I don't understand that, but okay. I do understand the sun has his way of going around the world. And for the flat earther, the sun has a way of going up and down the world, okay? But anyway, you can podcast and listen on your phone if you got to move about by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Don't forget to like this video. Hit the like button now. It is Wednesday. And every Wednesday, the third hour is rebuilding the family, rebuilding the man hour. The first 2 hours, though we take all calls, is Black Excellence. That was then when America was amazing and when I was growing up. And this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. A spiritual battle. And if you really want to know and see and understand the spiritual body is true and it's not physical, you got to get understanding. And the way you get the understanding, you got to deal with unfamiliar situations in an unfamiliar way, an unfamiliar response. And then you will start to get understanding. But as long as you're dealing with unfamiliar situations, with the familiar responses, you're never going to get understanding. And you're going to get intellect. And the intellect will deceive you. Because it is of your father, the devil, the great deceiver. All right, so a little tidbit, but do what you want. Do what you want. It's your life. You could be miserable, or you could be happy. And if you decide you want to stay in your misery, ain't nobody's fault but yours. And nobody has a right to judge you for wanting to be miserable. And you don't have a right to judge others for wanting to be free. So some of you know that last night in L.A. and California, we had the midterm elections in California. And so according to the New York Times, it looked like Karen Bass, the so-called mayor now, is claiming one of the two spots for the November vote ballot. Karen Bass, if I didn't understand human nature, I would not understand how one person voted for Karen Bass in Los Angeles as so-called mayor. I wouldn't understand how one person voted for her. But they did. Karen Bass has clearly shown you that she's an empty, empty shell. And she neither wants to or has the ability to make L.A. work. And according to the New York Times, she claimed one of the two spots on the November ballot yesterday, late Tuesday. And also, we shouldn't be expecting the results in until the next 10 days or so, they say. Remember when we knew before we went to bed who won, when all was pretty much fair and equal, and when you had to go in to vote and show ID? Before you went to bed, you knew who had won. Now, it takes 2 weeks. I wonder why. So, they say that Karen Bass is still on the ballot. And that woman, according to the Associated Press, nothing Romanian. He's telling me is Nithi Romanian? Romanian? Nithi Romy. So-called progressive. Is and Pratt, Spencer Pratt. We're battling for second place. So they don't know yet for sure who's going to get second place. And they're not even yet for sure it's going to be Bass. But we don't know yet. We got to wait. I do want to tell you that when I went in to vote day before yesterday, you don't have to show ID, even if you want to show ID. They tell you, no, we don't need no ID. What the? I know a person who went in to vote. Not only did they not live in the area that they voted in, they have out-of-state driver's license. They don't even have California driver's license. And they do not live in the area that they went and voted in. And so they walked in to vote according to the person. And they tried to show their out-of-state license. Oh, no. And they told the people at the poll there, I don't even live in this area. I'm not on the ballot thing or something like that. Oh, wait, just fill out this application and vote. Just fill it out. No proof if the person was a citizen or not. No nothing. They were giggling, encouraging you to vote anyway. No proof of ID. No in-state driver's license. Not even living in the area, and they still let you vote. In Los Angeles, California. And they asked for a portion of your social security number. They asked for that, a portion of it. You can make up a number. 90123. Or just 901. And an address. You can make up an address. Limerick Park. That's what we have in California. No wonder they're trying to act like Bass is winning. And if Bass is winning, if it's true, I guarantee you it had more to do with the female voters, so-called educated female voters, than anything else. Because mama want to take care of the homeless. She doesn't care that your house is burning down. She doesn't care you're getting killed by the thugs on the streets. Mama just want to take care of the homeless. And you vote for mama, and mama going to spend the next 4 years taking care of the homeless, okay? Oh, that's so good. Oh, we really appreciate you, Ma. You don't care about nothing else, but you care about the homeless. This is from the New York Times, where early tallies showed Bass winning, quote unquote, 37%. Watch this from Fox News.
Incumbent LA Mayor Karen Bass is advancing to the November runoff after winning about 35% of the vote. But it could take days, guys, before we learn whether she's facing Republican Spencer Pratt or progressive Nithi Raman. California relies so much on mail-in ballots, which slows down the vote counting process. But Pratt is optimistic he can stay ahead of Raman to clinch the second spot in the runoff.
It's troubling because you want to root for Pratt, and you saw this online movement, and you even saw in the streets people saying that they wanted change. But it's just not reflective in the vote counting right now. Right now, it's looking like people are voting for the same old, same old. I mean, if you combine Bass, who's an incumbent, for mayor, and the councilwoman, Raman, 22%, which are the progressives in this race, the people aren't voting for change. So you can burn down people's houses, have needles all over the street, an education system that is failing and crime all over the place, and yet they're worried about Pratt being a celebrity and what they say is someone with no experience. Hey,
Karen Bass and Nuno Roma ain't got no experience. Look at Karen Bass. Just, yeah, that she had experience. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Amazing, huh? Now, when you get off the battlefield, lay your weapon down, or will you continue to pattern after the world? Fox News has reported L.A. mayor and candidate Spencer Pratt projected confidence as he waited for the election results. Watch this.
Do you see an uphill battle in the next 5 months?
Absolutely not. I think the next 5 months is I'm going to have time to build out this team to show everybody the level of Democratic supporters that I have behind me, the heavy hitters that are in this room that are all behind me. And I think this idea that I don't represent Democrats and Republicans and independents, anyone that's just a Los Angeles citizen that wants basic quality of life, I'll be able to show that in 5 months. Right now, the media likes to say, oh, he's this. I'm not that. I'm an Angelino who said enough is enough, and I had to step up. I didn't know I'd be here tonight, but this is obviously God's plan, and I'm going to go all the way, and I'm going to show everybody that I'm their mayor.
Amazing. White power. White power. Where are the white women? Amazing. And last but not least, NBC says late arriving mail-in votes in L.A. could keep pouring in for days to help the Democrats defeat Pratt. Watch this from NBC News.
Remember, the final piece of the puzzle that we won't know tonight, right, is the late arriving vote by mail. And we're talking about probably like a third of the vote in Los Angeles. We're probably not going to be getting until tomorrow and maybe days to come after tomorrow. The mail can still come in after Election Day. And there's indications, and there's certainly a ton of precedent here, that that late arriving vote by mail is going to be significantly more Democratic friendly than all of the other vote, meaning that that would be good news for Bass.
Right.
That would be good news for Rahman. If she's going to come out of tonight behind Pratt, it's a huge if, but if she's going to come out of tonight behind Pratt, well, it's not a huge if at this point, she would then have an opportunity if she's close enough to catch him with that. But that is a 25,000 vote pad there. 8 percentage points that Pratt has managed to build.
Amazing. Amazing. You got to be out of your mind to vote for Karen Bass of Roman or Roman Mueller. You got to be insane. But okay, it's an insane world. Heaven is not earth, and earth is not heaven. And just think about that. These things are going to be pouring in for days, according to NBC News. The vote ended yesterday. It was yesterday. Amazing. Heaven is not earth. And man is not God. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord. come by here. We need you, Lord, come by here. We need you, Lord, come by here. We need you, Lord, if ever. We need you now. So that's what's happened with the Mariota thing going on. We don't know. Oh, and I may be mistaken on this, so I apologize in advance. Allegedly and accordingly to some reports I think I saw, they have a black female in charge of the voting thing, running the whole, once you vote, and then they go to her, and I guess she and other people lead it. They got a black female just working on it. Voter outcome thing, whatever they call it. Do you think a white person will ever win? Do you think Kevin Bass will ever lose? They got a black female in charge of it? Do you know what they call that hate?
Is it the Secretary of State?
I don't know. She helped decide the voting thing once it's over.
Shirley Weber?
Is she black?
Looks like it.
If that's
California Secretary of State is Shirley Weber.
Oh, God.
Chief Elections and Business Official since January 2021.
We ain't gonna never win then.
PhD.
Oh, God.
Shirley N. Weber.
Well, it's over. You put these people in charge of your state, your city, your country. This is what you got. That's her? Oh, Lord. What does that mean, California Democrat?
Democrat Party.
She a Democrat?
Yep.
That lady ain't gonna let no Republican win.
First black Secretary of State.
Oh, Lord, come by here.
For California.
We need you. Amazing. And so as far as the governor thing is concerned, Steve Hilton, the Republican, and Xavier Becerra.
Javier Becerra. It looks like Xavier.
It does look like Xavier. What's his name?
Javier Becerra.
Javier Becerra are neck and neck as count continue in the California governor race. Watch this from the New York Times.
I'm Raj Mathai.
And I'm Jessica Aguirre. The race, the whole...
NBC Bay Area.
I'm Raj Mathai.
And I'm Jessica Aguirre. The race, the whole state and much of the country is watching closely. Who will replace Gavin Newsom as the next governor of California? Several candidates, as we have mentioned, have already conceded. Here's where things stand right now. Steve Hilton with 27% of the vote. Javier Becerra trailing right behind with 26% of the vote. Tom Steyer right now trailing behind those two with 20%. The question is, who will advance? Right now, it does seem that Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra will be heading to the general election, but the votes still have to be counted.
Amazing. What a mess in California. I've said this before, and it's worth mentioning it again right now. When I moved to California, Los Angeles, in 1968, wow, that seems so long ago, it was paradise on earth. Really. It was beautiful, palm trees everywhere. The weather, amazing weather. The streets were clean. Crime was down. I mean, little or no crime, except a little bit of crime going on in the hood. crime was happening in Hood, but not as bad as it is now. Opportunities everywhere. You can walk out of your door right into an opportunity for work or job or apartment, whatever you're looking for. It was like there. Affordable. Every time I felt that I needed to make more money, I just went looking for another different job or moved up in the company that I was with. And it was nothing. It just happened so easily. I didn't even think about it. And you can move about. I used to go to concerts and parties and gear parties and everything. You never thought about crime or being hurt, robbed, or killed, or none of that. In California, Los Angeles, I used to go up to the Bay Area because I wanted to see San Francisco, see what it looked like, and Oakland and all the places. It was beautiful. The lights have gone out now. No more bright light, beautiful city. It's gone. And when we would vote, we voted and we knew before we went to bed. Maybe we had to stay up until 10, 11 sometime. But we knew before we went to bed who won. They didn't have mail-in ballots and illegal alien voting and all this mess. It's gone now. Now do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? They keep voting in, and I guarantee it's because the men are doing it too, but not to the highest degree. It's because of the female voters. Now do you believe me when I say one of the greatest mistakes America made was to allow women to vote? Look what you're getting. You're voting in mamas who want to take care of the homeless with your money, not her own money, your money, and you're not even in support of it. But according to the report, there are more female voters than male voters or female periods. Heaven is not earth. And man is not God, nor is female. Charles is out of Los Angeles. Hey, Charles, you're on the air. Charlie.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not sure if this is true, but there's someone on X that I follow, and there's a gentleman by the name of Scott.
Don't mention
Wiener.
His name.
Okay. So, he's running. He's a political person. Can you mention political people?
Yes.
Yeah. So his name is Scott Wiener. And I guess he voted for legislation that makes it no longer a felony to knowingly infect someone with HIV. And this is a person that's running right now. He's California U.S. House District 11. Now, this is a post. This is someone that I follow.
Charlie, hold for me. Can you hold?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me take a break. I didn't know HIV still existed. What the? Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge a molester but think they're better than a molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Amazing. The announcements. Men's Forum this Thursday night. Tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, the first Thursday of the month. And then at 7 p.m., guys, this Thursday, tomorrow night, going all the way up to the 50th floor this year, and for some 100th floor, going to leave the basement of your spiritual life and go rise above. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. I had a fun, interesting, unexpected conversation with Laura Howe. She is a relationship therapist and a coach specializing in sexless marriage and female sexual desire and long-term relationships. And she is based out of the UK. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do men and women have sex before marriage or after marriage?
If I could go back, I would absolutely have waited.
I used to think that sex was love. Sex is not love.
The people that you truly love, you're hoping that they grow and develop.
All men hate their mothers, and all women hate their fathers.
If you forgive the archetype, then you start to actually see your spouse. I think women's hearts have gone black or something.
You can say that again. It was very, very interesting from a relationship therapist. I enjoyed it. This Friday at 11 a.m., and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. And don't forget to like the videos. I want to go back to Charlie out of Los Angeles, and he was telling us about some guy running for office. And he, Charlie, go ahead.
So I know you said you're not allowed to give out names. So there's this guy. His name is Scott Wiener. He's in the U.S. House District 11. I don't know what that means. I don't know where it is. I know that he's a gay individual, which is fine. That's normal. If you're gay, if you're straight, enjoy your sexual lifestyle. As long as it doesn't involve children, you're good. But here's what it said. And like I said, it just says that California voted for a sexual individual that passed legislation that makes it no longer a felony to knowingly infect someone with HIV. So I'm not saying he said that, but some people in your chat room have said that's true. There was a guy named Daddy.
You said that there's a law in California that is it already there or that they voted for yesterday?
So I'm going to be very careful because you have a great show. You don't want to give misinformation.
Right.
From what I've seen, it was authorized by Senator Scott Wiener and signed by Governor Jerry Brown in October 2017. It reduced a penalty for knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV. So here's my point. I don't care if you have HIV, herpes, or any other sexual disease. If you're with a partner, you have a responsibility to tell them I'm sorry, I have an STD. Do you still want to have sex with me? Do you agree with that?
It's all depending on the two people that are involved. If they don't want to do it, that's on them.
No, but I'm asking you a question.
I'm being told it's a bill to reduce it from 9 years in prison to 6 months in county jail. That's from Brave.
Hey, Jesse, here's my question to you. If I have an STD and I'm going to be with a woman or even with a man, do I have a responsibility to tell them before we have sex that I have a disease? Yes or no?
No.
Really? No, I disagree with you. If I have AIDS, if I have herpes, I have to tell you that.
You don't.
I can't have sex, right?
No.
So
you are responsible for you, and the person that you're getting with is responsible for themselves. And if they mess around
I totally disagree with you, Jesse.
I haven't made the statement yet.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And if they decide to mess around out of marriage and run the risk of having sex with someone they don't know, then you're getting what you deserve.
Jesse, I don't agree with you. Jesse, if I have AIDS or herpes or chlamydia, and I have before we have sex, I need to tell you that. Yes or no?
No,
do I need to tell
I
you
just
that.
Tell you no.
Jesse, you know what? I totally disagree with you.
Okay. Are you responsible for the other person?
Jesse, as a human being, I need to tell that person that I have a disease.
Charlie, are you responsible for someone else's action?
Jesse, I need to tell that human being that I have a disease. Before I have sex with them.
All right, well, that's what you want to do, you do that.
Jesse, you know what? You actually, you are an absolute lunatic for disagreeing with me. And I guarantee you.
Thank you, Tony. Charles. Now he won a name call. Amazing. Let me go to Carl out of South Carolina. Carl, you are on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Carl. Jesse. Hey, Carl.
Hey, couple things I wanted to just say. As far as Karen Bass, you know why they take so long to get the results and they keep extending it out? Because that's when they're cheating. All these mail-in ballots, they have to go through them all and burn the ones they don't want to use. In other words, the ones for Spencer Pratt. They need time to cheat.
And if it's true that they have a black female in control of the overall thing, the counting of the ballot.
That's bad. That's,
white people don't have a chance, and the average male don't have a chance.
The Democrats are cheaters. They've been cheating for years. They have billionaire donors behind them. They have... It's a machine, just like you hear. It's a machine, and also the people that are voting for Bass, the ones that don't—they're trying to vote against Pratt. And what I'm trying to say is they hate Donald Trump. They hate, so they're going to vote for Bass, even though they don't agree with what they can sit there and they'll say yes. The L.A. is burning down, that she doesn't do anything. There's no change in homeless. There's naked drug addicts walking around having sex on the street in front of kids. There's human feces on the ground. They're voting for that. They continue to vote for that craziness because what they're doing is voting against Donald Trump.
Right.
They're brainwashed.
The Anchor Baby
they're brainwashed
made,
lemmings.
The Anchor Baby made a very interesting point, which really hit home for me during the break. He said something like, if you're a person, what did you say? Anchorman, I don't put words in your mouth. About being a person of color and running.
Yeah.
White people don't have a chance now. Something like that.
Because I was thinking about what the caller's talking about too, and it's like, I wonder about that too. But I put on top of that, that I think the voters in L.A. only see the black and brown candidate, and that's it for them. That's all they need, and that's all they see. So the white guy has no chance. I was looking at the demographics of L.A., something like 33% white, 18% other,
Yeah. Like 3% and the
Asian,
Democrats
like,
have been brainwashed.
Amazing.
That's just the way it is. I mean, they're it's all the free stuff, you know.
So
I mean,
it's over then, Carl, right?
What's that?
It's over now.
No, that was just the primary. And you keep, you said it was, that's not the election. That was just
no,
the primary.
No, but I mean, if it's based on color and male or female, it's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And most of them all hate Donald Trump. They hate being, they hate conservatives. They hate Christianity. They're for homosexuals, like the caller just before me. Saying, oh, he's okay with homosexuals, right? That's against God. That is an abomination. It's not okay to be gay, okay?
But how do you
feel
about, how do you feel that in my country it's now about the color? Number one, it's about the color. Now it's about to be about male, I mean, about female. And
yeah.
And nothing else is more important to them than that. How do you feel about that?
It just goes to the same point that, you know, it's a Democrat, it's the party of Satan.
The Republican Party is no better.
They're a little better.
In what way?
Just a little bit.
In what way?
Well, they're against gay marriage.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Well, a lot of them are, and they're not. Not every Republican is the same as there are some conservatives. Like,
If it wasn't for the Great White Hope, there would be no difference between the two parties.
Well, there's some difference. Okay, Senator Tim Cotton? He's a good example.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, you got to listen.
Where is he from?
I can't remember the state, but he's very, very based, and he's very, you know, he's conservative. He's a Christian. You know, he believes in the word. He's not gonna.
I'm told
he's
from
just normal human being.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Tim Cotton. Yeah, there's. Yeah, he's not the only one.
But if you pay attention, Carl, you would notice when it comes to men's sports, the Republican conservative Christian Party is for women playing in men's sports. But they are not for men playing in women's sport. Am I right?
Whenever a man
is accused, the conservative, Republican, Christian, religious, whatever you want to call them, they go against the man and believe the woman right away. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you're right in some cases.
And when it's time to vote, if the choice is between a man or woman, conservative, Christian, whatever, they're going to go for the woman every time.
Yeah, well.
The parties are no different because the men are not running it anymore.
Yeah, but, okay, well, we got to vote for somebody and one party. I mean, there has to be some party in control.
Why do you have to vote for somebody when both parties are the same?
Well, because we got to have a government.
But we don't have a government. Right? We have people in government who are for themselves. And again, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, it would be 100% one party. And it would be.
Yeah, well, he's his own party pretty much.
They're both the same, man.
I know. They're called rhinos. You know, Republican in name only, a lot of them.
Right. And they also call. You allowed women to take over the country.
Yeah, women.
Including
women,
family and everything. It ain't
yeah,
going to be
should
right
not be.
On either side.
Yeah, but in reality, we have to have, there's going to be somebody in power, right, Jeff? Jesse?
Yeah, there will be. But
there has to be somebody in power. And
the
lesser of two evils.
I know, but that doesn't mean we got to vote for the woman just because she runs.
Well, if you don't vote for what you believe, that's just another vote for the one something you don't believe. You have to vote.
Not necessarily.
If you don't vote,
you don't vote until the right person run.
Well,
amazing, huh?
It's amazing, and what the?
What the?
I love that. Oh, yeah, and transgender. That's another thing. That's against God. That's an abomination. That is
God created man.
It's
not in God's plan that women run for office, period.
That's right. These women governors, oh, my God, the one in New Jersey,
It was planned for a confused person to run, a transgender person or whatever.
It's Satan. Satan is on earth doing his work. He's constantly, he is here working hard.
Yep. That's why the devil removed the man so that the hell can come through the woman.
Oh, yeah. Women, it's just
Would you vote for a woman?
Oh, no, no.
How about if that was your only choice?
If that's the only choice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's a tough one there. I mean, like I just said, if you don't vote, that means you just vote for the party you don't agree with. That's another vote for them, basically.
And so if it was your only choice, would you vote for a woman?
God, I guess so. I don't know. You might have got me on that one, but I mean, that's a tough one, Jesse.
Why is it tough?
Well, you
understand God's plan and that men are over women. Women have no business being in a
man over woman,
and
woman
you
over
agree
child.
With God's plan, right?
Yes.
So would you vote for a woman if it was your only choice?
I guess I may go with no vote. And that's just, I don't know. I hate to have to face that decision. I really would.
Why?
Because I don't believe women should be running things like that.
Well, why would you hate to have to face that decision?
Because that means that I'd be voting, if I don't vote, that means it's just another vote for the opposite party I don't want in power.
Well, if you vote for a woman, you still voted for the opposite party.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Would you vote for a transgender?
Oh, my God. Oh, no, no. I will not vote. No, I would not.
And why
there's
not?
Already a couple of them.
And why not?
Because that's Satan. They got the devil in them.
Would you vote for a woman?
They're possessed. They're possessed.
Would you vote for a woman?
No.
Why not?
Because women should not be in charge like that.
And why not?
Because that's not the way God planned it.
So would you vote for a woman if that was your only choice?
No.
So
you
would
got
not?
Me. No. No.
Amazing. Finally. Hey,
have you heard of that guy named Calarico in Texas?
He's running for office?
Yeah, he's running for office.
Oh, yeah,
in
I
Texas.
Heard about him.
Somebody asked him, what's the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning? You know what his answer was?
Sweet potato pie.
No, transgender kids.
Oh.
He thinks of transgender kids the first thing in the morning when he wakes up.
Amazing.
What the?
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, have a good day, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. 888-77-Jesse. Let me go to Rob, a first-time caller out of San Diego, California. Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Rob.
Good, good. I watch the show regularly, and I feel like in my personal life, I meet the definition of alpha male in every regard I've heard you describe. However, my firstborn is a girl. And I'd heard you tell someone that you got to have a male firstborn.
Real men make boys first.
What's that?
Real men make boys first. How did that happen?
So what am I to do now?
What?
What am I to do now?
Throw it back.
I can't do it. I can't do it, Jesse.
You don't know the secret to making boys first. When we were growing up, the older men would tell the next generation of boys the secret to making boys first. My first child was a boy, and all of my uncle children, first kids were boys, and the people I know, because we knew the secret. It was passed down from generation to generation.
So are you going to share that secret now, or is that something that you keep to yourself?
Well, too late for you.
I guess so. I guess so, Jesse.
But congratulations on the girl, by the way.
You know, well, thank you. We're going to do a good job raising her up.
Right on. That's important.
All right.
When was the baby born?
Well, no, she's 13 years old now.
Oh, so you had her for a while. Okay.
Yeah, and I do have a son. He's 11.
Right on.
But like I said, you know, I'll be watching the show. I agree with the alpha male.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. But then I heard that comment about the about the firstborn. It brought some concern to me.
Don't hold it against yourself. Don't judge yourself. You didn't know the secret. Your father should have told you.
I appreciate that. I'm going to go give him a hard time.
That's right.
His firstborn, he's alpha male by every sense. His firstborn is a male.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, Rob.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
You have a good day, Jesse.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
888-7753-773. Do you know the secret now, hey?
Yeah, kind of.
And will your first child be a boy?
I don't disclose.
How about you, Atlanta, baby? Will your first
child
be a boy?
Yeah, if I remember.
You know the secret?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right on.
So.
Super.
Nice.
Super chats.
Bree, 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree. Appreciate it.
Eugene, good morning, Jesse. I was talking about going out on a date with one of the beautiful ladies. Thank you, Jesse, for everything you do.
One of what beautiful ladies?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, just any beautiful lady?
No, a couple of particular beautiful ladies who may have been on the show this week.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Elise, 14 coffees. Have a blessed week. Love the church this week. Fire emoji.
It was amazing. It was really, really a blessing. I am so glad that for the last 36 years, I have been a part of those meetings. You would never know how much they have helped me in my life as far as growing spiritually. Those fellowships has had amazing impact on my growth, and I am grateful. And I noticed that the men and women who are staying in them and sticking with it, same thing is happening to them right in front of my face. Thank you.
Very nice. Bree says, good morning, Jesse. Hope you and the crew have a wonderful Wednesday and enjoyed Monday's show with the big dogs, those gals. Laughing face. I hope someday we can see Raymond, Mimi, Don Yale, Rochelle make appearances and take some calls. Thank you for everything you do. Thanks, hands and heart.
Check out Monday Fellowship. Monday episode of the first hour. It was amazing. Thank you.
Norris T, 5 gift memberships on the YouTube channel. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
B Pierce CV, also new member. Thank you. And we got to read the rest later.
I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Thank you very much. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming now. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
CBS News, it sounds like they fired
The 60 Minutes correspondent, Scott Pelley. He's a guy who looks manly, but he's sounds like a man, but he's kind of a liberal, I don't know. But he's the white man from 60 Minutes, the younger guy, but not that young. 60 Minutes guy, after a clash with the new producer. He's the one who said, who allegedly, according to some report, said to complained to that Barry Weiss gal, who's now running CBS, that she murdered the 60 Minutes show. She was murdering the show. And I guess he had some falling out with a new producer or something. And whatever. He's fired. Wow, that's crazy. He was kind of like a mainstay there, seemingly. He seemed like the new fixture there, top guy. Anyway, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, according to Ground News, advances to the November runoff as she's seeking a second term. Pretty ridiculous, huh? And former New York. Oh, by the way, Bill Maher, you know, that guy who's like an atheist, Jewish guy, comedian, very hit and miss, mostly miss, but sometimes he's right about stuff like Muslims and things like that. Bill Maher, he interviewed Jesse, by the way, in the past. He backed Spencer Pratt for mayor. He had him on his little podcast, and the Huffington Post said he went full rom-com, you had me at hello, on the reality villain running for L.A. mayor, according to the far-left extremist, ridiculous outlet, Huffington Post, joke of an outlet. But Bill Maher called Spencer Pratt authentic. He used that word, authentic. Yep. What a mess. Dr. Oz says that our greatest president, Trump, he goes to frequent checkups, you know, medical checkups, because he likes the results. Nice. And Jill Biden says she's sorry she didn't talk more about Hunter's drug addiction. Don't ask me why. It doesn't make sense that you would want to talk more about your son's drug addiction. Past drug addiction, that is. I don't think he's an addict anymore. But she, you know, she came out with that new book, some memoir about being the first lady, Dr. Jill Biden. And George Santos, remember him? George Santos, the not exactly morally straight Republican, but pro-Trump and kind of like that about him. He reported to prosecutors over a suspicious Kalshi trades, according to reports. Interesting, huh? He's under investigation, former New York representative, U.S. representative, for alleged insider trading on Kalshi. Whatever Kalshi is, don't ask me, but he can't catch a break. He's just catching investigations and suspicion and stuff. There was a man who took hostages at a California bank as a bomb threat. You guys think he made a bomb threat too, maybe? It prompted evacuations on Tuesday. Bakersfield, California Police Department confirmed an active hostage situation at the Chase Bank. This was, I guess, yesterday. Around 1 p.m., a man allegedly holding at least one hostage with a bomb, supposed bomb anyway, strapped to his body. Mandatory evacuations were underway. Police closed down roads between different streets and blocks. Authorities locked down the City Hall north and south and different buildings. Police headquarters restricting access to these properties. Officials advise the public to stay clear of the area. Bakersfield, what a mess. Kind of like the boonies. And by the way, Revolver News is reporting that President Trump has delivered a huge white pill to Americans. But if you would accept it, Revolver.News has this whole report with several tweets and a reference to a Washington Post article. Pretty deep investigation by like several authors on this Washington Compost article talking about Trump's immigration policy, where he is targeting and deporting longtime illegals, not just new arrivals. And that is very good news, making it uncomfortable for these people. Many of them are voluntarily deported, self-deporting. I'm James Haight. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you. to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that? If you believe in him, you shall be born again. Did Jesus say it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, because we are on Monday through Friday from 6 to 9, and so a different time zone for different people, we're heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black, their mama if you're white. So different time zone, so you may have to run out and do something, but you can still listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. Simple things or whatever. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a coffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. We're going to get to your super chats. Bond JLP Cash App. And I appreciate it. It's Monday. I mean, it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. What the? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? It is Wednesday. And the first couple hours of the show on Wednesday is Black Excellent Wednesday. What happened to the blacks? This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Amazing. I realize that something that's missing in my country now, and it was so prevalent beforehand, and you can hardly hear anyone talk about it now, or even attempt to live that way. And that is, you, as an adult, male or female, are responsible for you, and you only are responsible for you. Nobody else is responsible for you. If you have children, of course, you're responsible for your children until they become of age. But once they are adults of age, they are responsible for themselves. Each individual is responsible for him or herself. We were taught that growing up. It was a thing. It was taught by all races during those days that you, as an adult, alone is responsible for you, for yourself. And if you fail to do that, you listen to the crowd or the government, because the government has truly made you feel you're responsible for everybody else and everybody else is responsible for you. What a sad way to live. They have told you you're responsible for them too. You're responsible to tell them this and tell them that. And you're responsible. No, you're not. And the sooner you realize that you are responsible for your own life, the quicker you will become free and responsible for your own life, and things will start to change for you. You alone. And that is responsible for yourself. And that is forgotten. Hardly do I hear people talk about this. You have been made to believe you are a community and you're responsible for the community and take a village. That's a lie. That is a bald-faced lie. You put your life into someone else's hand and you see what happened to you. You're going to get the life that they have. And their life is not pretty. Why are you afraid to be responsible for yourself? Oh, I know. You were not taught that as a kid. Male or female kid growing up, you were not taught you're responsible for you. You're responsible for getting up and getting a job. You're responsible for paying your own bills. You're responsible for who you date or don't date. You're responsible for who you marry or don't marry, if you get married or date and don't date. You're responsible for where you live. You are responsible for your spiritual life. No one else is. And if you fail to live that way with that mentality, that knowing, you can't blame anyone else for your failures. You try to be like somebody else. You can't blame them. You try to be like them. So you got what they got or got. And then you suffer. Why not live a simple your life life? Oh, you're afraid to. But who will I be if I don't live the way they say I should live? Or I don't have what they say I should have? Or if I'm not as smart as they say I should be? What is wrong with you? A spiritual battle. Even the men sound that way. The daddies used to say, mama, be quiet. That child is responsible for themselves. We're teaching them how to be responsible by being an example, making them work, and making them take care of themselves growing up. So when they leave home, you don't have to worry about them. And they don't have to worry about you. That's gone now. If you tell somebody, no, I'm not responsible for somebody else, what the? You're crazy. You don't have love. That's an insane idea that you're responsible for somebody else's life. Oh, I feel so bad for them. Oh, I just want to cry. Oh, poor baby. My baby. What a sad way to live, huh? It wasn't always that way. But parents don't teach their children now by example. It wasn't that way when I was growing up and the generation before me and before me and before me. We were all taught to. And far as I know, everyone that I know in my school, in my town, my home, love what's right, and love your enemy. You pray for people, don't hurt people. Those people are from God. Love them, pray for them. If you have a problem with an individual, go to that individual, deal with it, work on it. If that doesn't work, you can go back one more time with a win and then drop it. But pray for them. Then your life would be amazing if you love your enemy rather than hating your enemy. It affects you in an amazing, good way. But do what you want. Some of you might, before I go to the calls and the super chat, some of you might remember this case down in Texas. Fox 4 reporting. But there was this, but first I want to tell you about the case. There was a track meet, and I believe it was a high school track meet. And at this meeting, according to a report, and we did report on it back then, there were these white guys and black guys. And the white guys, according to the story, were under their own little area there, and the black guys had their area. And according to the report, the black guy went over to the white people area, and the white guy said, no, you're in the wrong area. And for some reason, according to the report, the white guy was killed. He was stabbed by the black guy. Fox 4, just to remind you, Fox 4 has reported about this case. As jury selection begins, the case surrounded a fatal stabbing of Frisco team Austin Metcalf. Metcalf. Remember Austin Metcalf. Moved from viral headlines online debate into a Collin County courtroom. I just want to remind you of that story. Watch this from Fox 4.
It was the kind of story that moved fast, first through Frisco, across North Texas, then nationally.
It took my soul, too.
I'm so sorry.
A fight under a team tent, a knife, and a 17-year-old student athlete who died in his twin brother's arms.
He was going to turn out to be a great individual.
Austin Metcalf was a student at Frisco's Memorial High School. Police say he was stabbed on April 2nd, 2025, during a district track meet at Kirkendall Stadium. Investigators say Carmelo Anthony, then also 17, was sitting under a tent for a school he did not attend. According to eyewitnesses, Metcalf told him to leave. What happened next will be at the center of this murder trial. Police say Anthony fatally stabbed Metcalf once in the chest, his father Jeff expressing his disbelief to Fox 4.
I told him it's not goodbye. It's see you later.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? Y'all still want integration? Or does segregation work better? Which one you want now? And it has gotten worse since then. It's going to get worse. That man lost his son. I remember I used to run track. I was real fast with track, too. 50-yard dash, 100-mile run, mile relay. I was the last person on the relay because I was the fastest. Uh-huh. And I stopped running for one reason only. Not because I didn't love it. It was because I developed liquid on my knee at some point while still in high school. And they said, well, okay, Jesse, you got liquid on your knee. That's why your knee is hurting a little bit. We got to put a needle in there and draw the fluid from the knee. I was like, what the? And I had not a love for needles, a fear of needles. Maybe that's why I didn't become a drug addict. I was afraid of needles. And so they said, well, we got to put it in there and draw the liquid out. I'm like, what? I'm not going to let that happen. And I stopped running track. Isn't that amazing? I stopped running for that reason. I wonder what would I have done, because I was really, really good at running, track and field. But I stopped for that reason. I don't regret it. I didn't have to endure the pain of the needle in my knee. So I don't regret it. But anyway, this young man lost his life at a track and field event. Isn't that sad? Think about it. All because of integration. Forced, not voluntarily. Camilla Anthony claimed self-defense and 12 days later released on house arrest. Watch this.
Online, the case exploded. Rumors raced ahead of facts. From jail, Carmelo Anthony claimed self-defense and was held on a $1 million bond. But 12 days after the crime, he was released on house arrest after a judge reduced his bail to $250,000, in part because of his clean record. 3 days later, a press conference was called on his parents' behalf. They begged the public to turn down the temperature.
I don't know why we are being targeted and discriminated against before a fair trial.
Though the heat would only rise after Austin Metcalf's father showed up to a press conference and was escorted out by Dallas police for not having an invitation.
I remember that now. Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Amazing. Hell, earth is not heaven, and man is not God. This is Hell on Earth. Jury selection began Monday and is expected to last for 3 days, Fox 4 reported.
Now, after months of relative quiet, the arguments move from online debate to a Collin County courtroom. Jury selection begins Monday and is expected to last 3 days. Former Dallas County Assistant DA Russell Wilson is not connected to the case, but says finding jurors who have not heard about it or have not formed opinions will be a challenge.
I actually believe you can certainly get somebody who believes that they are unbiased. But whether or not they actually are, you don't necessarily know until the actual case starts unfolding.
The defense is expected to lean hard into self-defense. In Texas, that shifts the burden to the state.
If self-defense is an issue in the case, the state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it was not self-defense.
Amazing. Well, apparently the jury now, selecting the jury, and I think today is the last day for that. 3 days. This is going to be interesting, to say the least. Segregation, forced integration, was, other than women voting, the next worst thing that's happened in my country. Because prior to that, people of good, they hung out together when they wanted to. All colors. It didn't matter the color. And then once the government forced you to integrate, look what we got. It ain't gotten any better. It's worse. And it's worse, just worse every day. And Nick, I want to, because it's black excellent, I want to go to this soundbite 01-4A from NBC News. Speaking of voice integration, God does not force you to do anything. Did you know that? And he created you. He is your daddy. And he does not force you to do anything you don't want to do. He asks you to come freely. He asks you to open up your heart. If you want me in, invite me in by opening up your heart. I'll come in and set you free. But mankind, human beings, force everything on you. And because you're not in control of your life, you allow it to be forced on you, and then you blame someone else. Why don't you come and go with me? to my father's house, to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. There'll be no crying there. There'll be no dying there. Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. Remember that song, Hank? Come and go with me.
Maybe.
You don't look like you do.
I mean, I've heard you sing it for sure.
Right, but you don't know it.
But I'm not sure if I've heard it elsewhere.
How about you, Anchor Baby? Come and go with me to my father's house.
It sounds like a church song?
It sounds familiar, but I'm not positive.
There would be no dying there.
Is that like a worship song?
There would be no crying there. Come and go with me to my father's house. What?
Do other black people know this?
Yeah.
I think it was called a church song. I don't think they called it worship song back in the day, right?
Church song. No, they didn't call it no worship song.
Yeah.
Church songs were not called worship songs.
I think that's a newfangled
term.
That's
a new thing, too.
Yeah, I heard that growing up. It's time for worship.
They have taken
worship
life
part of the service.
Yeah.
They have taken life out of everything and given you death. Who call a song worship song?
Christians.
These newfangled Christians, 90s and on. Maybe.
What a mess. You got to become an individual, folks. But before forced integration and the so-called civil rights movement, people were freer then. Men made boys first. Women respected men, and when they became wives, they loved their husbands. Yeah, they may have given a little hell, but not too much. Before they had forced integration, black people and white people got along. Some disagreed and some didn't. That's normal. They did not fight and kill and hate one another as it is today. Because they would pray for one another. Christianity was real then. But they did this forced integration. And it's just been nothing but trouble. Because they have told the blacks, generation after generation after generation, that the white man is your problem. You have money if it wasn't for slavery. You would have money if they had not burned down a black city in Oklahoma. I forgot what they call that. They don't tell you that they rebuilt that, the blacks rebuilt. Lost people always have excuses. Tulsa race riot. It wasn't even known Tulsa race riot or a massacre. But they have to put those names on it to have an emotional effect from you. And then once they get that emotional reaction from you, they can make you vote for them. I want to know your thoughts on this NBC interview with a black woman who attended an all-white school. This is from NBC News. NBC sat down with so-called civil rights icon, whatever that is, Ruby Bridges, not Ruby Ridge. Remember the movie Ruby Ridge?
It's not just a movie. It was a scandal.
Right.
Where the government killed a bunch of, like, cult people or something, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Ruby Bridge. Who at just 6 years old helped integrate an all-white elementary school in New Orleans. And now New Orleans is a mess. Satan is afraid to go to New Orleans. It's so bad. You can't even get Satan to go there. It's so bad. And this female, Ruby, she described what that experience was like, including one incident in which a racial slur was used against her. Poor Ruby. Watch it from NBC News.
Our great American this week, Ruby Bridges. And a note, if you're watching with your children tonight, she recounts a story and the racial slur used against her.
What do you love about America?
I haven't really lived in other countries. We do have the opportunity, and basically it's up to you and what you do with that.
It's a lesson Ruby Bridges learned in 1960 in New Orleans at just 6 years old.
Even in the streets of so sophisticated a city as this one, violence overtakes reason.
Wearing her best white dress and ribbons, she walked into William France Elementary, becoming one of the first black children to integrate an all-white school in the South.
I remember them screaming and chanting, 2, 4, 6, 8. We don't want to integrate. And I didn't have a clue what the word integrate meant.
The Supreme Court had declared segregation in public schools unconstitutional 6 years earlier.
Regardless of what they say, my child's still not going to go with the college.
But much of the South was still fighting it.
Every decent, self-respecting, loving parent should take his white child out of that parochial school.
Ruby's father, a Korean War veteran, worried for his daughter. Her mother ultimately made the call.
There was a knock at the door, and there were four very tall white men standing there. And they had these yellow bands on their arms. I remember them saying that we're U.S. Marshals. We've been sent by the President of the United States. That we're here to escort you and your daughter to school today.
So the father, according to the report, let the mother make the call to send his child, 6 years old, to a school like that by force. The mother made that decision. And look what happened. What kind of parent would send their 6 years old to an experiment? Think about that. He let, because that was abnormal for the father to allow the mother to make the final decisions. But he did. And look what happened. And you see the white people fighting and standing up. It used to be that way. White people used to not be afraid to stand up to the Negroes, the blacks. White people were not afraid of the blacks. That's gone now. Just imagine how great this country would be had the white people not become afraid of name-calling, losing their jobs, and losing their life, or whatever. Now look what they have in their own country. They are prisoners in their own land. That father should not have, if that's true, and allegedly, that father would not have let his 6-year-old daughter go there. You can't force people to love you. They will reject you. When you're dating, you can't force the woman to love you, man. And man, you can't force the, ladies, you can't force the man to love you. You're going to have two devils fighting. Bridges recount the white school being nicer than what she had. She was 6 years old. How she know what nice is? I gotta take a break. When I come back, I'll give some more Bridges over troubled waters. I'll be back. Oh, almost go to a break. But all this hell that our government, under the pretense of unity, have done to our country, it's amazing. And now you refuse to become an individual. The treasure chest. Not yet. Oh, not yet. Oh, good. It's not hate news, nor is it the treasure chest. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I do shout outs for you, and they are amazing. Really, really amazing. Video shout outs. The people love the shout outs. Congratulations shout outs. Encouragement shout outs. Hello. Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all this time to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you. I ain't done much healing. Amazing. Shout outs, birthdays, encouragements, congratulations. Happy Daddy's Day now coming up. Mother's Day, Papa. Yes. Whatever the shout out is, I'll do it for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or if you're living down the road, you can also go to shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. FANS. Shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. The Hate Report coming up at 9 today, right after my show, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby, right after the HakeReport.com, from 11 to 1 p.m. And he ain't afraid of no ghost. Pacific time. And then, oh, Lord. Bill on Punch and TV. Every Wednesday, a brand new live episode of Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill at 2 p.m. You don't want to miss it. It's none like it. Talk about being unique. Bill is unique. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And then the men's forum on Thursday night, tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing, at 7 p.m. I want to go real fast back to this quote-unquote civil rights story of this female by the name of Ruby Bridges. She recounts her encounter at an all-white school at 6 years old. What parents would allow anyone to convince them to put their six-year-old child in a tough situation all for personal ego reasons? Why? So I played the first soundbite. Bridges recount the white school being nicer than what she was used to, and also being called the N-word. Watch this from NBC News.
Racist crowds waved Confederate flags.
They were screaming and shouting and throwing things. And I immediately thought, it's Mardi Gras, you know, living in New Orleans. There were police officers everywhere. And I remember them saying, Miss Bridges, we want you to walk straight ahead and don't look back.
She remembers walking inside.
As I climbed the stairs, I could see myself in the floor, separate but equal, is what we were told, and that was definitely not the case.
The school was a lot nicer?
The school was a lot nicer.
Immaculate compared to what you were
born. Yes. And I remember when I looked into the classroom before I stepped in, it was empty. And I then thought, my mom has brought me to school too early. Mm. And indeed, we were too early. Too early.
But Ruby kept showing up.
There was a day you met some of the kids, some of the white kids, and they weren't very nice to you.
I went in to play with them, and a little boy looked at me and he said, I can't play with you. My mom said not to play with you because you're a nigger. The minute he said it, it felt like this huge weight lifted off my shoulders. I mean, even at six, it was like, so that's what this is about. That's why there's no kids here. It's about me and the color of my skin.
Now, that may or may not be true. I don't know. Allegedly, right? I don't know. I doubt if that female was thinking all that at 6 years old. Who think that way at 6 years old? I was down in Alabama. I was there. And I was 6 years old. Once I was 6 years old, my mama told me, you better make some friends or you'll be lonely. That lady was not, I doubt, I don't personally believe that she was thinking that at 6 years old. And why would an adult use a kid for something like that at 6 years old? Evil adults would, only evil adults would do that. Only evil adults. And how is it that the white people were racist because they were not agreeing with forced integration? They call them racist. You try to force somebody into your life. That's not racist. Racism doesn't exist anyway. But just think about that. Those white people were against you coming into their area and you fighting against it, and they call you racist. And they're using a six-year-old child as though she's an adult and aware of what's really going on. Tell me that human beings are not evil. All human beings' hearts are wicked until those who start to overcome. Salvation, love, the kingdom of heaven is of the heart. It's pure evil. My producer, who is black, Derek, said that this is pure propaganda for the blacks. You can say that again. You're being used in the same way that the NAACP used that female to get on the bus over there in Montgomery, I guess. And at last, she was just so tired. Lord, I'm so tired. I've been working in the Rosa Parks, I've been working in the white man house all day. I'm just so tired. I ain't going back to that back of that bus today. I'm just too tired. They didn't tell you that was a setup. Rosa Parks was not alone. You're not alone. I am here with you. Though you fall away, I'm here to stay. Just the other day, it was a setup. This kid thing appears to be a setup. And the white people were not wrong for not accepting forced love. into their own neighborhood. And now the blacks don't want false love into their neighborhood. Now they call that when white people move back to the black neighborhood, what do they call it?
Ask again.
When white people move into the black neighborhood.
Oh, gentrification.
They call it gentrification. If gentrification is bad for one goose, why is it not bad for the other goose? Why do white people have to accept it? And it's racist if they don't. But black people cannot accept and it's gentrification. Now do you believe me when I say human beings are evil? They use lost people uses lost people. You will never be free, and this I promise you, until you stop being you. You don't have to be you any longer. And you will never enter into perfect peace as long as you are you. You're going to have this hell and worse. Last soundbite for this is this female, Bridges, is now a children author. Ooh. On a mission. Everybody got a mission. To ensure history is remembered. Why does anyone want you to remember history? When the spirit of truth says you don't even have a past to think about. Forgiveness is to forget. The truth tells you to forget. But the children of the lie, Satan, tell you to remember. She is a children author, according to this report, on a mission to ensure history remembered. She also notes that her parents never expected this civil rights discussion to still be happening this decade. So then why don't you shut up then if your parents didn't think it would be happening? Shut up, and it'll be over. Why is this from NBC News?
The enormity of Ruby's first day inspiring one of the most iconic paintings of the civil rights movement, Norman Rockwell's The Problem We All Live With.
So this is the illustration.
Now a civil rights activist and children's author, her mission is to ensure history is remembered.
Do you think your parents knew that we would be talking about this all these decades later?
Oh, no. No way. They were more consumed with where the next meal was going to come from. As a matter of fact, I know they weren't, because after the first day, my mom said, oh, my God, what have I done?
It takes guts, though, too.
Trust me, that was one thing my mother had.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't take guts. That's cowardly move. That's not a gutsy move. A gutsy move is to leave people alone and live your life. Don't impose, especially your 6-year-old daughter, lady. That's not gutsy. I was there. I was born, raised, and bred in Alabama during the Jim Crow era, folks. All this mess is mostly made up. And it was intentionally. And the civil rights movement was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion. And Rosa Parks was not an angel. She did not get on that bus alone. It was set up. They were going to use another gal to do it, but they found out she was pregnant out of wedlock. They're like, what the? Black people ain't going to never accept this. This gal pregnant and ain't got no husband. We got to find somebody else. And they fought Rosa. And they made Rosa into a hero. You're not a hero just because somebody said you're a hero, folks. Because the civil rights movement was a zero. And Martin Luther King was a zero, not a hero. That you were used. Look how they used that little girl, 6 years old. Oh, my parents did not imagine that they'll still be talking about that now. If that's true, why are you writing about it and talking about it? Why don't you drop it? Conversation's over. It's a spiritual battle, and human beings are evil. Your own family members, your friends, your wife, your husband, your children, your boss, your everybody evil. all must be born again of the Father. You got to overcome evil with good. Let me go to the busy phone. Jacob is our first time caller out of Indiana. Jacob, you are on the air.
I have a quick clarifying question for you. What do you mean when you answer, I am nobody? What does that mean?
It means that you don't exist.
Can I tell you what I've been thinking, and you can help me, or okay. I just want to understand that a little bit more. Okay. I've been thinking that, you know, when Moses was talking to God at the Mount Sinai, God said, I am that I am, which is, in my interpretation, just being, just state of being. And if you are nobody, there can't be any form of nothing, because we are, that means the absence of something. We are all something. So can you be nobody? Like, I think everybody is somebody. Can you be nobody at the same time as being somebody?
I promise you, everybody is nobody, but everybody think that they're somebody, and because they're thinking that they're somebody, they're suffering because they're nobody. They're living from a false identity, an illusion of self, and an illusion of life. And you're never going to be free until you stop thinking about you. When you don't exist, then you have perfect peace.
What did you think God meant when he said, I am that I am?
He am is.
What?
He meant that word. He has no past. He has no future. It just is.
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm pointing at is,
and who are
if
you,
we just exist.
Who are you, Jacob?
I am. That's my answer.
You
am like, what? I am Jesse. Do you see, like, I think we're saying the same thing, but we're on different poles.
Do you clearly see that you don't exist?
No, I don't.
So why are you saying I am, I be, and all that? Why not just be honest with yourself, I can't see, so that you don't create a false image in your mind? Because by saying what Christ said or what Moses said, you're only repeating what someone else said and not seeing it for yourself.
That's what God said. He said,
I know, but
I
all
am,
you're doing
so,
is quoting what God said. You're not seeing the reality of yourself.
But, Jesse, no one else can say I. When I say I, that is only me. I think we're saying the same thing, but on different sides. If you just are being, like you said, you are nothing but. To be nothing is to be something at the same time.
I know, but
it's
you don't
like
want
just
it
the
to
opposite.
You don't want it to become a learn I am or learn this or that. You want to get away from all ideas, all learning about this. You want to discover it. You want understanding. And understanding is never going to come until you drop learning.
Can you rephrase that? Or say it again?
You're not it just because somebody else said it. God said it, or Christ said it, or Moses said it. You have heard about it, and so you're repeating what you have heard them say. But repeating what they said is only an idea of what you are. And as long as you have the idea that I am, that I am, that I am, all it is an idea. But once you let go of all ideas, all learning, and only have live by understanding, you will know the reality of that. You got to let all your intellect go.
What does that mean? How can I go about that? Because I think learning or wisdom and understanding are like the two pillars of God, right? Or wisdom and understanding.
Understanding, you got to stop thinking, period. Only thing you need to think about is which time you got to be at work, because you're a social being on Earth, and so they have a time on Earth. You got to be at work at 8. You get off at 5 or 6 or whatever. You got to put gas in your car. That's all the time you need to think. Other than that, you're never going to know God as long as you're thinking. It will always keep you away from God, because the mind cannot, has no relationship with God at all. It hates God, and it has no relationship with him at all.
This is helping. This is very helpful. But how would I go about doing, you know, I'm in school and everything. How can I go about implementing that when I kind of have to, in my mind, I have to think or have ideas to, you know, do the work or answer questions or things like that. How does that work?
Those are practical things. You go to school, you read the book, you recite the book, you do the test, but you don't live by those things. That's not your psychological, spiritual way of living. It's a physical way of living. But you don't, as long as you don't identify with your education or think that is you, or don't feel like you're a loser or winner with it, once you close the book, you don't need that anymore. You come back to understanding by living a no-thinking life. Just be.
Amazing, Jesse. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to George out of North Carolina. George, you are on the air. Hey, George. Georgia. Going once, going twice. I'm going to put you on hold just in case you're on mute. Let me go to Kent out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Kent, you are on the air.
Jay Lee Pete.
Hey, Kent.
How you doing?
All is well.
I heard you speaking earlier about can't force people to love you, and I heard you say that before.
Right.
And I just happened to be, you know,
I can make you love me.
Don't.
You can't make anyone love you.
No, sir. They got to choose that for themselves.
That's right. And forced integration was pure evil.
I agree. That's what you call a civil rights movement, right?
Yes.
Okay, once you have love, like you said, you see things differently.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, this is a thought. I haven't really looked into it and cross-referenced and anything like that.
Okay.
But...
Hey, Kent, do me a favor. Can you hold on, hold that thought? And when I come back, we're going to go right to your thinking or your thought.
Daily Peace!
What now? Let me take a quick break. Hate news is coming. One more hour to go. Manhood hour. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats and what da. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
There's a shaky, shaky ceasefire going on, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, between the United States and Iran. They've traded strikes in one of the biggest nights of attacks since the ceasefire began. In April, they had a ceasefire. You know, they started a war. Trump did sort of February 28th. And further straining an already fragile negotiations. Tuesday night's hostilities appear to have begun when the United States used a Hellfire missile to strike an oil tanker heading for an Iranian port. And there have been, did you know that the NBA finals are like tonight, I guess? 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. I'm not, no endorsement, please, okay? Nor necessarily opposition. But the San Antonio Spurs and New York Knicks are meeting in Game 1, Frost Bank Center, San Antonio, Texas, right? The first team to win 4 games in the best of 7 series will be crowned NBA champion. That's basketball, right? The teams last met in the NBA Finals way back in 1999 when the Spurs beat the Knicks. And there's been some unruly passengers. A Frontier Airlines flight heading from Puerto Rico to Chicago, not sure when this took place, had to divert to Miami. Okay, they're going from Puerto Rico to Chicago. Okay, so here's South Puerto Rico, here's Chicago, and then they had to go to Miami instead. Because a passenger choked, allegedly, an off-duty flight attendant. Shortly after he attempted to, this unruly passenger, attempted to open an emergency exit door. This was not on Anchor Baby Airlines, I don't believe. It was Frontier Airlines, and I don't think he flies Frontier usually, although no rules. No rules. Anyway, he tried to open an emergency exit door and enter the cockpit, too. He tried to enter the cockpit. Police records show that, all right? That's what their notations say, I guess. The incident comes as the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, has received nearly 700 reports of unruly passengers this year. It's been a growing problem. I guess the prices are too cheap. It invites the riffraff. The riffraff want to go everywhere. And then also people are encouraged to be angry. And also life is more frustrating because we have the mama spirit running everything. So they make everything inefficient and messed. Anyway. And by the way, probably the flight attendants are no angels either. 60 Minutes, I told you about CBS fired veteran 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley Tuesday. One day after I didn't know this, but he publicly criticized the news magazine's new leadership. The decision expected to fuel fresh questions about the editor-in-chief, Barry Weiss, B-A-R-I, Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, and her contentious overhaul of the news division at CBS. And let me tell you a little bit about the primaries. The president, Donald J. Trump, was unable to lift Representative Randy Feenstra, F-E-E-N-S-T-R-A, to victory in Iowa's Republican primary for governor. A rare setback, actually, for Trump, who's basks, per AP, in his ability to sway the vote among Republicans with his endorsement. And Democrats see it as a good opportunity to pick up a governorship this year in Iowa. Imagine Iowa getting a Democrat governor. Ah, how far the states are falling. And like I told you, like you heard earlier in the first hour, AP has not yet called a second candidate to advance to the mayoral runoff. They think that Karen Bass is advancing, but Spencer Pratt, Republican, former star of the reality TV show The Hills, was second to Bass, but Nithya Raman, a so-called progressive, meaning far-left extremist, communist kind of person, maybe, city council member, elected with support from the Democrat Socialists of America, they're both kind of, well, Pratt is higher than her, but they don't want to call it. And we'll see what happens with Javier Becerra, Tom Steyer maybe, and maybe Steve Hilton. Hopefully Steve Hilton gets a chance, but we'll see. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? I apologize. My black producer, Derek, he's like one of those health guys, like a white man. He really into the health thing. And he just gave me some ginger, the one that's come out the produce stand, like the real deal. It's just ginger thing. And he's like, here, take this. This is good for mucus and all that. And I took it, and he gave me raw ginger. And so just a little piece. And I chewed on it. And now, it's burning. It's like, you ever had that, Nick?
Yeah.
How do I describe the feeling that it is?
It's more of a nose spice.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a tongue spice, like a capsaicin or a pepper. This is closer to like, forget the chemical compound, but like a wasabi, a nose.
I don't even have to say hands up, I can't breathe. I can say hands up, I can't breathe. Because it definitely helped me to breathe clear.
And it's in the stomach, too, once you swallow.
What's the purpose of it?
Well, they say it's for
inflammation.
I've heard that, too. It helps inflammation. It's supposed to aid in, like, digestion and other things. I mean, I think the compound in it, what I do believe is that it does, like, increase blood flow. Oh. That compound that's right. In that causes that spiciness?
Right. Man, I don't think you're supposed to chew it on while you're rushing to do a show, though.
In the kitchen,
he kind of told me that, too. You're like, well, yeah. You should wait at the first hour, at least. He called it heart help. What the? Aiding digestion, relieving inflammation. He black, but he think you white. He white on the inside for sure. But anyway, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We also united the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I am Jesse Lee Peterson, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to do what you got to do, I do understand. You can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. the third hour of the show on Wednesday. And every third hour of the show, because we love what's right, we're bringing back the order or encouraging you to go back to the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children if you're married. So it is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Incumbent LA Mayor Karen Bass is advancing to the November runoff.
How are we doing tonight? Are we gonna win tonight? I will tell you it's looking good so far.
Are you people insane?
We don't need a white man's help.
We have just confirmed that from LAPD that four people have been killed.
And we have learned that two people were shot.
We need every man we can get.
That's right, Karen. It's looking good tonight. Perfect, Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby put that together. That is Karen Bass's L.A. What a mess. I want to go back to Kent from Alabama. I had to put him on hold. Because of time. And then I have a other thing I want to show you, but I'm going to need the help of the Anchor Baby and my expert, Hake. Let me go back to Kent first. Kent, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Sorry. You cracked me up with Anchor Baby thing. That cracked me up. I love that y'all can be that way with each other. You take what they try to divide us with and you bring together with it. You know, I love that.
That's right. You got to be individual in order for that to happen, too. You can't not right. identify with the world and overcome the world.
Right. Oh, ask your producer, does he know what a free radical is if he's all into health? Okay. We'll get into that later anyway.
Okay. Go ahead.
Long story short, I just had a thought that Jim Crow was actually a good thing if you stand back and look at it from a perspective.
And what way was it good?
In that they wasn't trying to force people. They knew people were freed and they knew stuff was going to be button heads here and there. So they was like, all right, y'all stay over there. You stay over here and we'll slowly work this out.
Well, the one thing that Jim Crow.
Maybe not.
The one thing that Jim Crow law, by having that law, you were preventing certain people from coming together because of the restricted area. But if they had no law like that at all, but the white people live in that area, the blacks live in their area, and those who wanted to come together would have done it naturally. And as that was happening before the so-called civil rights movement came along, white people of good and black people of good were coming together naturally. And those who are of evil, they stayed separated, divided. So we don't need a law. That we should live the law of God, which is in our hearts, and nothing goes wrong when you live from that law or those laws.
Okay.
And so,
but I was just saying, like before Jim Crow, what was the law?
Before Jim Crow, I don't know what the law was way before that, but I do know that even as a result of Jim Crow law being there, black people, white people still did their thing. And then black people were more independent. They relied on family. They had fathers and mothers and grandparents. And they worked hard and they didn't try to prove anything to anyone. So their natural talent came out. They were not thinking about being discriminated against or somebody holding them back. They didn't think that it was less than the white people or anyone during that time.
All right, So before Jim Crow laws were on the books, black people were already freed and everybody was intermingling?
Yeah, they were doing their own thing. Absolutely.
Okay. So, okay, I'm kind of misunderstanding that they were, Jim Crow was the next step out of slavery. So I'm saying, that's what I'm saying is good about it, quote, unquote.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
That it was a step out of slavery into freedom.
It was definitely freedom. It is not freedom now, that's for sure.
Oh, I know. America is subverted, and that's what we're witnessing. They subverted our institutions, and now they're lying to us through those trusted institutions.
One thing I can promise you that, well, I can't promise, but if men had not given up their state of being, their natural role in life, all this stuff that's happening in our country would not be happening for the most part. You wouldn't have women ruling things. You wouldn't have women voting. You would not have women as head of families. You would not have the Allahu Akbar people coming into our country knowing that they want to kill us. You would not have all this stuff going on. Thank you, Kent.
I love you, JDP.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I think it was Jerry that I had called, but I'm not sure. It doesn't say. It's Jerry? I have Jerry call back. I asked Jerry to call back, and he's on the line from Washington, D.C. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing, man?
All is well.
I'm just calling back. I don't know what to do. I'm a beta male.
Remind me of the conversation. I forgot.
Basically, my wife separated from me, and I'm just trying to figure out what to do. I'm just kind of lost and don't know what to do.
And you, how long you been married?
It was like almost 15 years.
When you say you're lost, I'm lost in love, and I don't know why. When you say you're lost, what do you mean you're lost and don't know what to do?
I mean, like, she's, like, the only person I really had, and then now she's gone. I just feel like I'm lost, and I don't know what to do. I'm trying to figure out how to accept it, or do I pursue her, try to get her back, or do I just move on, stop being a beta?
And how are you lost? What do you mean, I'm lost and don't know what to do? Are you saying that you don't know your way to work?
I just don't know, I'd rather just keep the life that I have, not move on, but I don't know.
What life did you have?
Just a regular, boring life. You work, come home, and just every once in a while go on vacation.
Why can't you still regular, do that? Boring life. Why are you lost and can't do that?
I don't know. I don't want to get divorced. I don't want to separate.
Why not?
Because I love my wife.
If you love her, you will let her go.
That's what she said.
And what do you say?
I don't know what to say.
And what's your question for me?
How do I handle this? How do I handle the pain and rejection and all that stuff?
By realizing, as I said the other day to you, you made the woman your God, and now your God is gone. And your and reality is setting in again that she was your drug, she was your mushrooms, she was your dope. And as long as you were taking that dope, you didn't see that you were lost because you replaced the lostness with a false god, and that was her. And I do what you want, but you should be rejoicing that she is gone, and then take the pain of being lost, so you can get to a point, if you do it, there will be only one God in your life. And that would be the Creator, the true God. And He will always be with you. And so if you do get married or you find friends or you do things, when they're not around, it won't matter because your love, your life will come from God, not from other people or other things. So you should be glad so you can work on yourself.
Okay, so you're saying move on?
Yes.
Okay.
But you got to move on with insight, though, not with darkness, because if you move on in darkness, meaning anger, resentment, emotion, you're going to end up making the same mistake over again with another woman.
Yeah.
Did I ask you about your parents before? Did you forgive them?
Yeah, I mean, I was telling you, I was trying to forgive my mother the other day, and she didn't want to accept it. She was pretty shocked, and I don't know.
So what happened? You went to her?
Yeah, she came to my house, and, you know, I was talking to her, and I was like, I forgive you, and she was shocked.
And how was she shocked? And what? How you know she was shocked?
She just thought I was being ungrateful, or, you know, like, I don't know.
And what did you say to her?
I said, I forgive you for being a horrible mother.
Oh, good. And then she said what?
She's like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, everything's my dad's fault. Your father this, yeah. Your father that.
And so you've forgiven her. Now you can be done with her. And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
Not yet, no.
And why not?
I don't know. It's a long story, but yeah, I think I need to. I have the opportunity to, so
yeah,
maybe I should.
Ask your father and have a conversation with him so you can forgive him. Why didn't you protect me from my mother? Why did you let her do those things? And hear him out, and you're going to find out he was afraid of her, too. He was like, well, you know how your mom is. You know how your mother is. She wanted to do everything her way. She won't listen. That, and what he said is, I was afraid of her. I married my mama, and I didn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah.
And that's why you end up marrying your mama, too. And so you ended up in the same situation your father ended up in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I recommend, are you doing this, you know about the silent prayer?
I know about it. I've never done it.
I want to encourage you to start doing that. And now that you've forgiven your mother, don't tell your mother any more your business at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
No, I was thinking the same thing, and I don't know. It's funny that you said that, because I thought, like, she would help. Maybe she would mediate. But, yeah, it just feels like, you know, she's going to destroy, like normal, like she usually does.
You thought, you say what now?
I thought I would, you know, talk to my mom and she would help me, but I kind of, in my gut, was like, oh, she's just going to destroy it and, you know.
And you thought she would mediate what?
Like, in between, like, call my wife and, you know, help me fix everything, but I don't know, I just felt like, oh, she's just going to destroy everything worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do not ever do. I'm recommending this, but it's up to you. Do not ever again, as long as you walk this planet, tell a woman your weakness, your problems at all.
Yeah.
Any woman, your mama, your sister, your wife, your girlfriend, your female cat, your female dog, because it's not in their nature. They can't handle that. They would judge you and they would use it against you.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage you now, take the pain, be aware of the pain of the loss of your false God, because that's all that happened. You lost a false God. And so be glad for that, and then do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, and overcome evil. And you don't need to go back to your mother anymore to forgive her. You've done that. Be done with that. But don't let your mother in your life and, well, how you doing, baby? I was just saying, Lord, that woman left you. Oh, I knew she was no good. Blah, blah,
blah. Yeah.
But don't let her in your life to interfere with your life at all. Now you got to become an individual if you want to be free. You got to love what's right first and foremost with nothing or no one else and love your enemy, meaning don't hate your enemy.
Okay.
Have you contacted your ex since we talked last?
Yeah.
What a beta.
Yeah.
Why did you contact her, man?
I don't know. She's just trying to work stuff out and see, I don't know, I'm trying to work it out.
Wait, what out?
Why do you? Well, I don't know. I still want to get back together.
What?
I said I still want to get back together.
Why do you want to get back to devil with the daughter of Satan?
I don't know. I've been together for so long. I don't know. I just don't know anything else.
You love your hell?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And what did she say when you tried to get her back this time?
Stop calling me.
And what did you say when she said that?
I don't know. I was just seeing if we can do counseling or something like that. And she's just like, she's done.
She's never going to want you back as long as you're begging.
Yeah. I wasn't begging, but yeah.
No, you were begging. Oh, you want counseling. You want to get back. You want to work it out. That's begging. When she see that you stop begging and she doesn't hear from you, and then if she contact you and you show a little strength and independence, she would come back, but only to destroy you, and then she'll leave again.
Yeah.
So be done with her, man. Wish her well. Don't resent her. It's not her fault that you were weak, and it's not your fault that she was weak. You both, two weak people came together. They met and came together, and you were already screwed up before you met each other.
Yeah. You're right.
So feel the pain. Don't hate the pain. Do the silent prayer and overcome evil.
Okay.
And keep your mama out of your business.
Will do. Definitely that, yeah.
Let me know how it goes, Jerry.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right. I want to ask the... this is so interesting to me, but I may be missing something about it. And so I want to ask my experts, and they're back to your calls and your super chats. Fox and Friends is reporting that more adult children are moving back home, making boomerang kids, hashtag, making boomerang kids, the new norm. But for many parents, the financial and emotional strain is going right along with the household. Are growing right along with the household. I want to hear the soundbite first, and then I have a question from Foster Friends.
Boomerang kids, that's a new thing. They're becoming the norm as more adult children are moving back in with their parents, and some say that mom and dad are suffering as a result. Look at these numbers. 44% of parents say a child has moved back home at some point. 27% of kids say it was not necessary, but provided financial benefits, and 47% of boomerang parents report having their finances impacted.
Amazing. And then go on, Foster Business says that nearly half of parents have had an adult child move back home, making boomerang kids the norm, the new norm. Watch this.
Look, I've got two daughters in their 20s. One just graduated from law school. The other one's in college. They're both home. I'm a pushover. Like, I love my daughters. I love my kids. I wish they could live with me forever. Aww. The saving grace is that I drive them nuts, so I don't have to worry about them staying any longer than they actually fiscally have to.
Moving home was a sign of failure when I was coming along.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that. At that time,
but like the plan has to be, if the plan is independence, it's good. If what you get is dependence, it's bad, right?
That first guy sounded like a mama. He sounded like the woman, and the women sounded like the men. What has happened? But my experts are here. The American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And an expert on the show. And then over there is Hake of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., and an expert here. Anchorman, what do you think about that? That these people are returning home, and and boomerang kids. And then what this man just said, what do you think about all that?
You know, I noticed he said that as long as the plan is independence, then it's good, not dependence. So he's fine with just thinking about independence and talking about it as opposed to actually doing it.
But he's like, I don't really want them to leave.
That's ridiculous.
Why is this happening if it's true?
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I have some idea. I'm a little shocked that they're saying nearly half of parents. But whenever I see an adult child at home with their parents, I know them. I know the wife rules at home, number one. I know the. Sometimes it's the father. I mean, sometimes I see guys
You're
like that.
Father.
Sometimes I see guys
like
that.
Not like a woman.
Yeah, yep. And I've seen them around. So, but, yeah, they have some weird emotional thing with the kids because they would just say, oh, man, this is getting too emotionally tough or financially straining. You would tell them, like, leave. But they have the wrong relationship with them. I never did that, so.
Amazing. Why does this happen to hate if it's true? 60-some percent return home, that's a lot.
There is a, among the boomers tend to feel sorry for people. They tend to be more liberal per capita, even the conservative boomers. And they're also more like, you know, women taking over. And the women mindset of, oh, let's save them. It only makes sense to let them stay home and save money rather than go out and pay rent. The prices are getting higher, so it gives them the excuse. We have a lot of immigrants coming into the country. And so a lot of people have children of immigrants or grandchildren of immigrants who do this type of thing. The other immigrant cultures do this, children living at home until packed in there like sardines, everybody maybe contributing, but they're all in the same house for years, like whole families combined. So it just seems normal among all your other friends are doing it. And the boomer mindset is just kind of abandon that tradition thing. The tradition of leaving at right. 18. And some of them might complain about it and say, oh, I was out of the house by 18 or earlier. But they'll still let their children, their grown children, stay.
I was reflecting, I like the point Nick made, too, that most of the time when they're having the woman is in charge of the home. Because normally the father would not be like that man was speaking right there.
Yeah.
They're like, you got to make it on your own. Especially since they raise you from childhood to 18, that when you leave home, you'll be all right. You got to make it tough it up. But I can imagine moving back home once I left at 18. At all.
they keep you at home.
I was willing to tough it out.
The boomers are brainwashed to think that college is more important than anything.
I know.
So if you go to college, you stay home for college. But if you quit college, then you have to leave or something like that.
Is it true that these people can't afford, and I asked Nick first, is it true that these people can't afford to live out on their own now?
I don't believe that. I just don't believe that.
Oh, okay. And why not?
I don't know. Living myself and just doing the math. I'm not saying if the standard is just being able to live on your own, like pay for your own stuff. Then yeah, I mean, you could do it. I've seen it done. I'm doing it. That's the main reason.
When I come back from the break, hey, I have you responded. They would take some calls and stuff. Now the treasure chest is open on dealer. What? Scratch office on pure.net. You yeah. Tell me in my ear.
Right.
I'll be right back, folks. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The rundown, the hate report coming up at the top of this hour. The guy with the good hair and on fire, too. The hate report, you don't want to miss. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. And after the hate report, the American anchor baby. At 11, energy all over the place, everywhere. Just energy, energy, energy. And the truth, his show is amazing. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the hate report. And at 2 p.m., Puncha TV, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Bill. At 2 p.m., a live episode of Bill on Puncha TV. You can call in, super chat, and all that kind of stuff. And he will take your calls. And then Thursday night, Men's Forum, all right, at 7 p.m. It is the first Thursday of the month, tomorrow. And don't forget to like, support, and ring the bells and all that with the online stuff here. I'm talking to Hate and the others and the Anchor Baby about, over according to a report, 60% of people are moving back home with their parents. And I asked Nick, and I'm asking, Hake, why did it happen, Hake?
I said...
Oh, you said why was it happening.
Yeah, I said the boomers have a softer mindset, and they make excuses that it's more expensive now, and they kind of abandoned tradition.
I think I know why it's happening. And what you all said is true, too. But when I was growing up, we didn't have, like, cell phones and you can't get your money right away and you can have delivery services and, you know. And what I notice about a lot of young people now, they spend a lot of money. Everything come online, they buy it. They go over to Google. And what's the name of the store they buy it from?
Apple Store.
Apple and what?
Uber?
Huh?
Amazon.
Amazon. And everything that come about, they buy it just like that because money seems to be so available to them. And then when they eat, they spend a lot of money on a meal.
Yeah.
And so what I realized is that because of all this free, and then Apple or somebody can come out with a new iPhone or new computer, and the young people buy it just like that. They don't even need it. Oh, Apple say, this is quicker. This move faster. You get faster service. And young people are so impatient with life, they want everything now. They want to quit, so they spend a lot of money on that. Whereas when I was growing up, we had to go to the store to get it. We had to go to the bank to cash a check or to draw cash out. And so young people seem to not live a simple life. They live this speedy life, and they are not in control of that simple life that we lived growing up. Am I wrong?
No, that's a really good point. People eat out a lot.
And they be spending a lot of money on some meals, too.
Right. They're used to, like, a comfortable life. They think that they should be able to buy a house on a simple so-called living wage.
Right.
Which that was available at one point.
And they can do it now if they cut back on all this other spending.
True.
You can buy a house right now if you really want a house. But they're unwilling to make a sacrifice. They want everything now, no matter how much it costs, because they're not seeing the money coming and going in and out.
It's interesting.
They're lying when they say, it's so expensive, I can't buy no house. Stop out all the waste of money.
Everybody's spoiled and richer than they realize. But they also, like, unnecessarily messed up the housing market and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because so stuff is expensive. And then these same people vote for, like, illegals to be able to stay.
Amazing.
And stuff like that.
Am I wrong or right about the spending and how all these opportunities and income they have to just spend their money? Everything comes. They just order it online. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think maybe some of the things you brought up, I'm like have my own thoughts about. I'm like, that sounds a little silly. The core of what you're saying is true. I mean, what you're talking about is character, habits, what you're doing simple math, stuff that maybe they weren't disciplined to do by their parents.
That was
definitely missing. But honestly, you know, that core point, right? But I just don't know if that's true, that if you just scrimp and save, you'll buy a house tomorrow. I mean,
you would.
I keep hearing that, but I just don't know how true that is, because I'm wondering how perfect were you when you were working? Were you just absolutely saved every dollar?
No.
And you were, and so this is what I'm saying, like, but how perfect do we have to be today?
The other thing is you don't
it
have
just
to,
doesn't make sense.
The other thing is you don't have to live in these expensive areas. Yeah, there's some areas that are getting ridiculous, but people.
I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you, if you took control of your finance yourself and you look at what you spent and how much you spent and only buy what you need, not what your ego want, and let's say it's 6% to get a house, it's up to 6% interest rate, right? You could get that house at 6%. And then in a year or two, you can refi and bring it back down a little bit more. Refi, bring it back, and then you have cash to do other stuff with. But young people they don't make any sacrifices. They just don't make. You can get a house, right? Houses have always been expensive. Even when I bought my first house, whatever expenses were, it was expensive at that time, right? But I saved, and I did without. Without even thinking I was doing without. I only bought the stuff I really need because I wanted a house. But young people don't make that sacrifice now. They, on their computer, they'll just buy, and then they'll order stuff, and if it doesn't work, they don't send it back a lot of time. They just throw it to the side, buy something else.
The other thing is how people spend their time.
Yes, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of value you can get out of a little bit of time sometimes.
Derek is saying that's because the economy sucks. The dollar isn't worth a thing. That may or may not be true, but that's not keeping you from buying a house. And this, I promise you. What do you say about that, Nick?
That makes sense about the living better, living right.
You got to live a simple life. You can't go with every ego thrill or what everybody else is doing. Then you're going to be broke trying to keep up with everybody else. Derek said, grocers. $150 grocery list in the early 2000 is now $350. And stop wasting your money on other stuff. Then you can buy what you need from the market. You know, just because the list is $350, don't mean you got to buy $350 worth of groceries. Buy some rice and beans.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Buy some ham hocks. Chicken legs. I'm joking. But young people don't make a sacrifice for anything. They don't mind going to a cafe and spending buku dollar on a meal. or even they were ordered by Uber, and so now you got to pay for the food, then you got to pay Uber to deliver it, and then you got to put in a tip because they're too lazy to go get the food themselves.
Terrible.
Am I wrong?
Nope.
Am I wrong? What?
Not about that.
They don't make sacrifices. That's why they're spoiled, and the tech world got it set up to keep you that way. Let me go to Kyla. Who is it? I can't see.
Kayla.
Kayla. Alaska. I can't see my boy here. Kayla from Arkansas. Kayla, you are on the air.
Oh, hi, Jesse.
I mean, Alaska, not Arkansas, Alaska.
Right on.
My
bad. How's it going?
All is well.
Nice.
How are you?
Same here. All is well.
Good.
I just called to say happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, did you have a good one?
It was amazing. Normally, I like just a quiet little birthday thing, go home and whatever. But they had a birthday thing at the office, and then they had one after the fellowship on Sunday. And then, you know, people invited me out to dinner, and it was fun. It was amazing. Nice. I'm grateful.
Oh, glad to hear it. That's awesome.
Let me ask, did you hear that conversation about 60%, over 60% of young people moving back home?
Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
What do you think about that?
Sounds about right. It's pretty crazy hearing folks doing that. I can kind of understand it. Everything's so expensive. But I can also understand what you're saying. There is a lack of hard work among people I see here and there. I even see some laziness in myself sometimes. So I understand that.
And I noticed that young people make no sacrifices. They don't do without. If they want it, they get it. Doesn't matter how much it costs or how long it lasts or anything. They just spend their money like nothing going north.
That's true. I've noticed that too. It's so different from what my dad taught me to be frugal and kind of cheap with things and only buy what you need. It's like that mindset has just kind of gone out the window.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Absolutely. What are you saying, Nick?
That's just such a big nut. That doesn't make sense. Something deeper is wrong than just simply they're lazy. That's all I'm saying.
They don't want to work hard, and they don't want to save. They don't want to do without. They got to get their little thrill, no matter what it costs.
60%? Many of those do want to do that.
If they did, they'd be doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is about the thrill. You're right.
It's all about the thrill.
Absolutely. Hey, can I answer the biblical question?
Yeah. Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
Yes, he did. He promised that. God promised us that.
So he said that Jesus said, if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you responding to that. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Very interesting.
Right on. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you all. You guys are just a brilliant light of practicality. And thank you very much.
Thank you. And I appreciate the birthday words. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a good one. Talk to you guys later.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy out of Hawaii. You are on the air.
Morning.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, Jesse. I bet like 95% of that 60% were raised by single mamas.
That's a good point. Even though that guy from Fox News talked about, I didn't want mine to leave. I just want them to be sick of me. I'm like, what the? But you make a good point. It would be interesting to find out what percentage are raised by single parents. Single mother rather than both father and mother.
And single mamas get ego pleasure when kids come home. Mama, I can't make it on my own.
Yeah.
And they get their ego all filled like, yeah, my baby can't make it without me.
Come on home, baby. You're right.
come on home.
And the father be like, a normal father, not a weak father, beta father. A normal father be like, nope, you got to go out there and make it on your own. Life ain't easy, but you need to be tough.
I wonder how many of them are actually single mamas that they're moving into right now. Also, they're not even married.
They need to do a study on that to find out. That's a good point.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else I noticed is the black people, they wanted to drink from our water, but now that they're able to and go to our schools, now that they're able to, they're like, we want our own water. Well, now we want our own schools. It's like going backwards.
They want their own graduation and everything.
So they do want separation. They're just lying. They don't really want to come together. And now I see, like, black women, they're like, oh, now that we are able to drink from the same water, all these white women stole over black men. We can't get any. And I'm looking at them, and they're like, we haven't showered in a week. And their hair's all nappy. Maybe if you shower and wash your butt and maybe brush your hair and put some makeup on, you'll have better luck.
You make a good point in that black people didn't want the forced integration thing, but they allowed themselves, especially in the cities, they allowed themselves to be influenced by the so-called civil rights movement, Martin Luther King and all those people. They influenced those blacks and told them that that's what they wanted, the white man holding you back, and we're going to fight for your rights. But because I remember in the good old days, the older black people, they did not like that whole movement. They were saying, stay away from Martin Luther King and all those people. This is not right what they're doing. It's just that the younger blacks in that generation fell for the lie, whereas most older blacks did not fall for that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I wonder if they had that plan for a long time, turning those blacks and whites against each other so they could usher in Sharia law. It's probably been a plan for
many years. They were thinking of Sharia law back in those times, but I do know that the Muslims hate America and they hate Israel and they want us dead, and that it looked like they're working toward that. Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, Brandy, how your business? How's your little bit?
It's amazing. I'm doing really well.
Oh, cool.
I'm not even trying anymore. It's just, customers just hand my name out. I don't have to advertise much.
Stay with it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chat.
Biggie Bollocks, how amazing is Spencer Pratt? Need him on the show.
That's for sure. You hear that, Derek? Get Spencer Pratt on the show. Thank you.
Nice. Pastor Chatelet, good morning, Bond crew. Seems like it's another Orange Man bad day. Uncle Jesse, why do these people think the bad Orange Man is bad? Is it because Satan is their daddy? What's the Orange Man have to say today?
They think they're bad because they are of evil. That's why. They hate good, and so when the light comes into the world, they reject the light.
I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
That's for sure, and that's amazing. He's dealing with all that, and then some. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fazul, illegals, paid homeless, in graveyard votes. Bass. Karen Bass.
I rest my case.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right.
Cora Zarvis, married in 2 days, grateful for JLP and crew. I've forgiven mom and dad. Now it's easy for things to roll off my shoulders versus getting mad. There's no me to even get mad. Obey is on my vows. Chapel with hearts.
Right on. Congratulations, and I wish you well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Walking with Andy. My thoughts stopped with silent prayer yesterday. I realized my body ached from work/being old. Does this happen to you? Any advice? Shout out to Anchor Baby for the call on Monday. Thanks, hands, fire, thumbs up, I think, Drew from Reno.
What happened?
He realized his thought. Okay, so he was in silent prayer and he realized his body ached from work and being old. Does that happen to you?
No. Not yet. But thank you. I wish you well.
Mr. Pink Builds, LOL, Evil Mouth Bass is now has a free pass to put taxpayer teeth in the dummy's mouth, hoping for Mr. Hilton to beat new scum. Doubt it, though. JLP 2028, strong arm emoji.
Amazing.
Well, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. That's just the primary.
Right.
She may lose, maybe.
Let's see. Yeah, that always have a wait and see attitude about all things. But I understand your concern, but have a wait and see attitude. Amazing. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd here again. So, Jesse, you moved to California in 1968. Tell us about your POV point of view, about the MLK assassination riots. Was it like the Summer of Love 2020, George Floyd died, and those California affected in any way? Thanks.
I will one day, but I got to remember all that stuff. I forgot about it. I totally forgotten it. But it was interesting. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, don't you find it funny the woke female voters for Karen Bass have a death wish? Seems to me they don't care about public safety and law and order. Apparently affordability and homelessness is more important than keeping their dumb blips safe by bringing the police back and bringing bail bonds. What a mess, Jesse.
What a mess. That's amazing. Thank you.
Another from Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, don't you think it's interesting? Many years, of course, decades, people in this country and around the world, main agenda is take the white man down. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, what good it do? Because that got us nowhere. If you believe me, Jesse, look at the UK and, of course, the United States. Very sad, Jesse.
What a mess. What a mess. Thank you.
Brooke and David, we love you, Jesse and crew. Purple Hearts, thank God for you.
We love you back, and thank you, and thank you for your support. And you're right. I have an amazing crew. I really, really do. So it takes all of us to make this happen, and you. Thank you so much.
Aries One. As always, with gold pills.
Thank you. Amazing.
The great white Pope Vatican III, if you resort to gaslighting, you've already lost.
I rest my case.
Filter Dog One gifted the cookie, Jesse Lee Peterson. I just watched your interview with Pastor An Che An on the Fallen State. Crazy story.
Oh, yeah, the Fallen State. Last week, I think.
The other week, yeah.
Week before, maybe.
No, I think it was last week.
Oh, what? Check that out, thefallenstate.tv. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest of these later, y'all.
Amazing.
If it be the Lord's will.
Let me go to Carissa out of Oklahoma. Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. Carissa, you are on the air.
Yes. Hello. How are you doing today, Jesse?
All is well, Carissa.
I called in to ask, how do I let go of things? I've noticed that when I seem to have moved past certain things that I know I've attached myself to, I just keep finding other things that just not necessarily take its place, but seems like they were anchored there as well. And it's been a really rough month for me.
Your phone a little choppy. What'd you say? The last thing you said, right into your phone.
I'm sorry. My bad. I realize that I'm holding on to a lot more things than I thought I did.
Yes.
And it's very rough. Very rough. Once I think I get over one thing, you know, I'll be good for a couple weeks, but then something will happen or a thought will enter my head. And I find that it linked back to this one thing that I thought I had gotten over, but apparently not. And is that normal?
So your question for me is what?
How do I stop holding on to things?
When the thought, and if you do this, Carissa, you'll be fine. It'll work. When the thought come about that certain thing, whatever it may be, resist the temptation of the thought by being aware of it, but do nothing about it. Don't argue with it. Don't call it you. Don't get mad. If you can do anything, you can say, I see the thought. I feel the pain because I didn't catch the thought, but it's not me. And do nothing about it. It will all be taken away from you. Everything that reveals that will come up through a thought will be taken away if you do nothing about it. Because it's just a thought, and it want to be a false reality by making you react to it. Get mad or call it you or do what it want you to do. If you don't do any of those things, they will be taken away. But be aware of it. Don't deny that it's not there, the thought, but just don't go with it. And I promise you, the darkness will have to leave.
Would it be possible to set up a counseling session?
Absolutely. Call the office at 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND.
All right, I will do that. Thank you, Jesse.
Okay. We have amazing counseling service. You're the best. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
That's it.
All right. Yes.
All have right. a good rest of your day.
You too, now. I am out of time. I can't believe it. Three hours gone by. What the? Listen. You are responsible for you, and nobody else is. You came into this world by yourself. You're going to go out by yourself. So you might as well live by yourself. And yet, work with people, talk to people, hang out when you want to. But you are alone, and you must travel this journey alone. And it would be amazing if you did. You would not regret it. Right here on Earth, you can be free. But you got to stop being you. Forgive your mother, your father. Do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com. Say silent prayer and stay present instead of lost in your thoughts. A thought is just a thought. It's not even real. It's just a thought. All right. Amazing today. Stay with it. David out of Texas. Steve out of Georgia. Oh, my mind. Oh, Super, and Tim out of New York and other callers. Let's get some Super in real fast. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Eric, five copies. Carmelo quickly released. Chud still in jail. How does that make sense?
I rest my case.
Indeed.
Amazing.
See on Jesse Boo. Serious question. Let's say you get some heifer girlfriend who likes to get extremely drunk almost every day after meals, curse streams at you, say stupid stuff. You told her several times stop, but she continues deep down in her heart. He's not really evil. Will you continue to date the heifer and see a future or walk away?
I'll walk away. Remember, there was a time to walk away with me then. Thank you, Sion.
Fazul, nothingness lets God in. False IDs replace God. Identities.
Amazing. Thank you.
And now, I think we got to read the rest later.
All right. Well, appreciate
Thank
y'all.
You guys.
Tomorrow we'll start out with that. All right.
Nice.
Hake is coming now, then the Anchor Baby, and then Punch and TV with Bill. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.